Once again, it is time for Latin Roots on the World Cafe, and we're very happy to welcome back our guest host, Rachel Faro, who's an RCA recording artist and also a 3 times nominated record producer in both Latin and jazz music. She also is the president of Ashe Records. And welcome back, Rachel. Where are we going? Where are we going today?
Thank you, David. Today we are going to the coast of Central America, where the Garifuna people have been living for a couple of hundred years or more.
Now, tell me about this music, because does this fit into our Latin, our Spanish language music, or is it separate?
It definitely fits into Spanish culture. The music itself nowadays is all mingled up with Latin pop, but originally the language is a completely different language that really no one speaks except the Garifuna people. The whole story of the Garifuna has got to be one of the most fascinating stories ever. In 1675, 2 ships carrying Africans destined to be slaves crashed, and the survivors swam over to basically St. Vincent. They ended up in St. Vincent, which at the time was not really claimed by anyone, the British, the English, or the French. And there they met and intermarried with the indigenous people there, who were the Arawak and the Caribe Indians. About 100 years later, the British took over St. Vincent, and there they found that these, you might call Afro-Indians, who had never been slaves, had developed their own culture, their own language, a whole, and they were quite proud people. So when they took over St. Vincent, they actually separated out the African Indians from the quote-unquote pure Indians, and they shipped them off of St. Vincent. And they shipped them over to an island off the coast of the Honduras. About 5,000 people were relocated, and 2,500 survived the trip, which is interesting because now out of those 2,500, these days you have about 600,000 Garifuna. So when they get to this island, which is now part of the Honduras, it was a terrible place. It was very dry and arid, and it was too small. So they begged the Spanish to relocate them. So the Spanish took them all and kind of spread them out over the coast of Central America in very remote rural places on the beach. So the main population was in Belize, which was then the British Honduras, and the Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua. And there they stayed for a long time, only accessible by boat. So the music that they brought with them was originally kind of a combination of West African and Arawak and Caribe. And the language that they developed also was mainly Arawak with African and Spanish and some other French and English borrowed words thrown in too. And because most of the Africans had been from Nigeria, from the Yoruba and Igbo people, they continued their tradition of singing and drums. So the original music was a shamanistic music that was to contact the ancestors and the protector spirits. And then out of that developed a music called punta, which was a secular music for celebrations and events and just kind of to hang out and do. And it's interesting because it's very similar to Cuba in the sense that you have the sacred music, which is similar to the idea of the Orisha music, and then you have the punta, which is like rumba, really, even to the point where you have the male-female dancing. So punta just kept developing through the centuries, and after a while, people were able to actually connect with the Garifuna. So some people were able to come and actually record some of these very traditional field recordings. They're not, you know, professional at all, and this is what the first track I would like you to hear is. It's pure punta from the Honduras with the drums and the vocals and also the traditional instruments of the Garifuna, which include the conch shell. So you have the drums that have this kind of shaker or, you know, kind of tingly sound attached to it, and you have the conch shell, you have the choir of male and female voices.
So Rachel, when is this recording from? What?
Well, this recording, I think, is fairly recent, maybe the 70s or the 80s. It's definitely a field recording, and it's definitely done in the spirit of the event, which was probably, you know, I like to call it beach music. I can picture people doing punta, standing on the beach, playing the conch shells, playing the drums, singing for hours and hours and hours.
An early version of the music we're discussing today on Latin Roots, Garifuna, and a beach recording, as Rachel Faro, our guest today, mentions. Now, that is the roots of this music, but I've heard music since then that is much more sophisticated. And how did the music grow, and how did it change?
Well, punta kept going for a long time and started to acquire other elements from modernization, basically. Mm. But the most important figure there, you would say, is Pen Cayetano. He was an artist, or he actually is an artist. He's alive and well and living in Germany, from Belize, who created what you call punta rock with his band, the Tortoiseshell Band, which he founded in 1979. And in 1980, he made some recordings which integrated punta instrumentation and punta styles, but it was really commercial rock music and pop music. And that's because the Garifuna were no longer isolated. You know, they started to hear music on the radio, music coming in from Cuba, music coming in from Mexico, music coming in from the States, and even from Nicaragua and Guatemala. So the music itself started to evolve into the modern age, but it kept its Garifuna language a lot of the time. And also those original instruments of the drums and the conch still stayed on many recordings, too. So Pen Cayetano really was a very important figure in the sense that he brought punta into the modern age. Now, he paved the way for Andy Palacio. Andy Palacio is really the Garifuna's greatest activist and artist. He was truly, truly a national treasure. He wasn't just a great singer. He also started literacy campaigns. He represented the Garifuna culture all over the world. He worked very closely with Ivan Duran, who founded Stone Tree Records. And that's also a very important development in Belize, because Ivan Duran, who was born in Belize but of Catalan Spanish parents, made it his life's work to record and preserve the various forms of Garifuna music that are extant today. So Andy Palacio, who had been doing stuff that was a little more poppy, was encouraged by Ivan Duran to go back to the roots, to go and integrate the music that influenced him along with the traditional Garifuna instruments and forms. And that led to one of the great world music records, which is called Huatina, and that's going to be the next track that we offer today.
Huatina from Andy Palacio, from a wonderful recording of that same name. That is our second example of Garifuna music today on the cafe. And Rachel, I have so many questions about the Garifuna people. In the Honduras area, are they any kind of a majority of the people?
Oh, yeah, they're still there. Absolutely. But the difference is that they're no longer regarded as these kind of cast-offs who are living off far away on the beach and are kind of low class, but now they're one of the Honduras' most proud examples of their culture.
Now, were you to travel to Belize or to Honduras, could you go into a club and hear this music?
Not sure if you could hear it in a club, but you certainly would hear about it. And I think it depends. I think that, you know, Garifuna and Punta really is all over the place. There's a band called Banda Blanca, which was a pop band from the Honduras that integrated Punta into their music.
And there are opportunities to hear it here in the States with emigres?
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, there's several Garifuna groups. There's large populations of Garifuna living in New York. That's where I heard them. I went to rehearsal up in the Bronx and got to meet a bunch of really great Garifuna musicians in New York. In Miami, there's Garifuna. In L.A., there's Garifuna. And yes, they do have groups, and they're touring, they're developing, and I'm sure that you can hear them.
Great. Thank you very much for our trip through Garifuna music today. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Rachel Faro, our guest host today on Latin Roots here on the World Cafe.